Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Well, good morning out there, everybody, on this beautiful sunny day in Clay County and around the surrounding area. Welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local stuff that's going on, some events that are coming up, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in the corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part, and it's hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kicks Country 101.5 FM. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVSB 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at a different time, due to just a little bit of a scheduling conflict, which is not a problem. We're going to be on at 5 o'clock tonight instead of at 6 o'clock. So when you want to listen in to the rebroadcast of the Clay County Corner this evening on Kicks Country, tune in at 5 o'clock. This will give you an opportunity to tell your family and some of your friends in the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, family and friends from other states can even listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even to review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. I want to thank Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with us, with the Clay County Corner, to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us the names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing, remember, today's drawing includes the week of October the 23rd through today, which is the 29th. To call for the future, for next week, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Now, somebody's going to win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake on Thursday, and it could be you this Thursday, next Thursday, if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen in between times and take advantage of their good breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's birthday and anniversary announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up the certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after about 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of October the 29th through November the 5th. When you call, please wait for the tone to begin speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. All you callers that called in this past week, thank you so much. Everything was just clear as a bell. I didn't have to replay anything, and it was just perfect. So thank you, callers. So, like to hear that you're enjoying those cakes. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. I want to give a shout-out to the owner, Frank Walters, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and also for the contributions with a lot of different activities that he supports within our community. Got a good show for you this morning. I'm hoping I've got... I think I've got some people that might be tied up in their jobs, but I'm just hoping that they're going to be able to be here, and I think they are. I keep hearing from them. We're in contact by texting. What would we do without all these services that we have lately? But I've got Terry Scott that's going to be coming in. He's the Salina Chief of Police. And I also have Sheriff Brendan Boone that'll be coming in a little bit later. I do know that they're out working and they're on the job, so they're trying to fit us in. And whenever they pop in here, then that's when we'll sit them in front of the microphone. For now, I'm going to return after a short break, and we'll get started with the show.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Flu season is here. The flu shot is the first and best protection against contracting the flu. So take a positive step and help reduce your chances of catching this season's flu and get a flu shot. The cost of a flu shot is often covered by your health plan. Check with your health insurer, then schedule an appointment today by calling your physician, going to a nearby convenience care clinic, or visiting your local pharmacy. Many employers also offer flu shot clinics in the workplace. For more information, visit www.flu.gov. This message brought to you by United Healthcare and this station.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Mr. Chief of Police Terry Scott has finally rolled in here. I know they are working. It's just a busy time right now. There's a lot going on, you know, not just their local little stuff, but there's a lot to go on right now with this guy that's on the loose. Everybody's very, very concerned about that and everything too. So welcome, Terry. Thank you so much for rolling in here.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let's see. We will start with... I just wanted to kind of mention that, you know, I live in Clark Subdivision, and we've got trick-or-treaters by the buckets that come down through there, and I wanted to just make a mention to please be aware that it's easier to walk the subdivision when you come and bring a wagon or a stroller for the little ones. We'll have one-way traffic that goes around the subdivision to the right for those who must drive, and we encourage a safe and fun experience, and we want all of our trick-or-treaters to be safe. So please, even Clark Subdivision residents, honor that one-way traffic around the block beginning about 4 o'clock and lasting until the trick-or-treaters, you know, go home, but until it gets late and they're cold or whatever. But also be courteous and please hold to the right as you're going around so that if you have to drive, so that you can allow others to easily get around. And be very aware of your surroundings and watch for the little ones darting out from behind the cars and necessary. I guess that goes for everywhere.
Yeah, we done plans. We're going to have an officer sitting there to direct, make sure everybody knows where they're going.
Well, that's good. I know I've seen Katie there and different ones over the... We've been doing this now for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Yeah. I like to watch those trick-or-treaters.
Absolutely. I can remember 2 years ago when we first started it, weather was... Oh, it was perfect weather. It wasn't windy, it wasn't rainy, it wasn't chilly, and I can't tell you how many people I saw just walk in the middle of the road, you know, going all the way around through there. And it was a very safe...
We have around 400.
Well, last year the count was around 700, so it's grown. It's grown a lot. I've got to go out and get my stuff real soon. But, yeah, it's a big, big crowd, and... I guess I want to focus so much on the safety issue because about three years ago, my backdoor neighbors received a terrible call that their niece had been involved in a motor vehicle accident. She was a little trick-or-treater, and she was crossing the road and was struck by a car. And it was terrible, and she did not survive that. And because, you know, you always say, it was a horrible, horrible situation, and to this day they're suffering from it. But one good thing came out of it. In Kentucky, they've got this thing called Aaliyah's Law, and it's to encourage people to get those reflective stripes and put on their costumes.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
I know we had this little thing the other night, a little Halloween thing here. We purchased some bags, and we handed out. They're supposed to reflect. That's why we bought those. I hope I see some of them out here when they're trick-or-treating.
Oh, I do too. So all of y'all that got those, look for those bags because they're going to, you know, they could save an accident, a serious injury, or even save a life.
Excuse me, that's wrote on them where they tell them what to watch for.
And, okay.
They're pretty neat.
Yeah, very, very good. These are just some things that we can do to better protect their children while, you know, they're distracted Halloween night because they're focused on getting that candy,
yeah,
getting those treats.
That's all they're worried about.
Yeah, and they're not looking left and right before they cross the road and all that stuff. And that's one reason that we've gone to that extra effort in the subdivision and that, you know, the local law enforcement is helping us with that to help keep those kids safe. Are there any other safety tips? What were some of those things on those bags that...
Well, just told them not to enter a house, to always stay outside. Not run across the streets, always have an adult with them, not be out by themselves. If you could carry a light, flashlight would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the reflected stuff, it said to have...
Oh, yeah, those necklaces
colors.
And
yeah.
Bracelets.
You can see good.
Yeah.
Because I think they're giving rain for Saturday, so... It's going to be cloudy and be hard to see.
Right. So. And then, too, I know down on the subdivision, that fog kind of starts getting hanging around there, too. Yeah.
Quick.
It sure does. So, you know, especially, it's not going to be as dangerous down in our subdivision, but a lot of kids still go in all the areas around town and then out in the country, too. They always go to visit their families and all. So there are places that are other...
Yeah.
Areas around the county, and those are sometimes where they have to cross roads, actually.
Yeah, right here in town and stuff.
Yeah.
Know,
so you
careful.
Need to be really careful. And, you know, I would recommend to homeowners, put your dogs up. You don't need those dogs out. Because there's, even though they're not, you say, well, mine would never bite, mine doesn't
you
do
don't
anything.
Know that. I mean, that's possible.
Right. And when you've got kids that are running around looking unusual and probably hollering, that gets them sometimes stimulated and excitable, and they may be apt to nip, not necessarily bite, but to nip, and that's just about as bad or scary.
Yeah.
So put your dogs up, and then I know the city, I've seen the city workers around a lot with their trash trucks and with the waste disposal, you know, the debris and stuff.
Yeah.
So they've been trying to keep
trying to clean that up,
get the brush and all that's on the side of the roads, and that helps a lot too.
So
they worked really hard this last couple of weeks. I've been seeing them out quite a bit.
The city up pretty good here.
They have. They've done an excellent job. We've had a term used in the past I know last year it was in the paper, and there was a lot of information in the paper last year, but we had that big storm that was coming through, and we had to change the date last year for Halloween.
We did.
So,
that's true.
Yeah, and there was an article that kind of went along with it, and it mentioned bombers beware, and that was something that kind of stuck with me. What does that imply?
Well, it means we're prohibited throwing eggs. The egg throwing is history. It happened years ago, but it's time. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues with throwing eggs.
Yeah.
You know, it could be charges, vandalism, assault. There's so many people driving nice vehicles now.
Right.
It ain't like it used to be.
Well, and the vehicles, people say, well, it doesn't take the paint off the car. It does.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It really does.
We've actually had an egg thrower. 2 or 3 days ago that did vandalism a car, and it did take the paint off, and I think the estimate probably going to be about $1,200.
Wow, my goodness. Well, used to, the cars weren't plastic or whatever it is now, and it's
true.
Just, they're made different now. And
it's just, the egg is really hard.
It is. Even if it doesn't take the paint off, it's going to crack it. Like a shatter on the the glass or something.
And we have new patrol cars, and we don't want our stuff tore up.
Right. Yeah. Nobody does. And the sad thing is too, concerning that, is that a lot of families now have little ones that they want to take to their granny's house or aunts and uncles, and to do that, you've got to get out in your car.
Yes, ma'am.
And most people have just one car or two cars, and
have
an old junker around to drive
and
in.
A lot of you parents won't go out because of that. It's not fair to the little children.
True.
It's trick-or-treat.
It is true. Or to the grandparents who are just really wanting to see the little one dressed
get out
up.
And enjoy Halloween the way it should be.
Right, right. Well, I noticed last year there were a lot of kids that were walking and maybe not as much throwing. So they can still get out and socialize. They can get out and walk around and have just as much fun.
Yes, ma'am, they can.
Yeah.
Be out and be sociable with everybody.
Right, right. And it's a lot of fun just dressing up and doing that and walking up and down the streets and treating, you know. Go actually trick-or-treating because you're not too old to do that. These teenagers think they are, but they're not. And look at the booty you get, you know, all kinds of good candy to live on for a week or two.
Susan, I'd like to say this. We don't want to have to enforce that to get a ticket or go to jail and put the parents through what we do, but we have to. That's the law.
Yeah.
There will be officers that's out on foot, and if they do get caught throwing the egg, they will pay the consequences.
Right.
I'm asking them not to do that.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk some more about that because it is real important to try to get that message out there. We're going to take a quick break here.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home.
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I have Chief of Police Terry Scott here with me, and we've been discussing some trick-or-treating in Salina and just some different safety factors that need to be mentioned. Don't forget that this evening's rebroadcast of today's show will be at 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. So if you want to listen in again this afternoon, be sure and tune in at 5 o'clock on 101.5 FM Kicks Country for the rebroadcast of this Clay County Corner segment. We've been talking about a decades-long tradition that's evolved around egging, and, you know, people in other places don't even know what we're talking about. And I've got to say, I was in California like three years ago, and it was the wildest thing. I was in an open air tour bus, and we were going through Hollywood with my family, and people behind me went, "What was that?" And believe it or not, someone had hurled an egg at us. And it landed in that little open-air bus in the aisle, and it went right by my son's head. And we were just, you couldn't believe it. You know, here we were in the middle of Hollywood, California, on a tour bus.
Like that happened.
No, you would never, ever, ever in a million years think that would happen. But other people were really, really shocked. But we were, you know, it's kind of normal to us because we had been there, done that. But it was really just quite unusual. But we've been talking about egging, and that it is actually kind of going by the wayside. It's just not as exciting, but I think a lot of people have made it disrespectful. You know, there were ways that you could be respectful and then very, very disrespectful, and oftentimes, it would just get out of hand.
Yeah, we've had people get hurt, cars, windshields busted. You know, it's just got to a point that it's got to stop.
Right.
Got that little handful out here that freezes paintballs and shoots windows and stuff, and it's just burning for everybody else.
Yeah, it has. And you know, that's a parent issue. And as parents, we need to be aware of what they're taking out of the house with them when they head out on Halloween night. But some of them, just like you said, they'll throw eggs at any vehicle. In the old days, we had specific people that we were all playing together with.
Yeah,
and
I
that
agree
was different.
You.
You know, it was, we were respectful
back then,
of anything.
They had bomb
else.
Wagons, and everybody knows
it was hit
and stuff, but you don't see that anymore.
Right, and it was as much fun dressing up those vehicles as it was doing the thing, because you couldn't see over them really over the sideboards to even throw anything. You were just kind of riding around in it more than anything. But then people have thrown, like you said, frozen paintballs, shot those and things like that. And that's without a doubt, that's a purposeful attempt to, you know, possibly cause some bodily harm.
You hit somebody in the head.
Or the eye.
Yeah, put the eye out. Be serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So being respectful was very, very important. And two, now there are a lot of residents on where the normal area was, up East Lake Avenue. There are a lot of residents up through there, and there are a lot of elderly residents that are up through there.
Yeah.
And right now, with everybody being so cautious, with the fact that we've got a convicted felon that's out.
I agree with you. That's probably makes things even worse.
Yeah.
people kind of on the edge, and I can't blame them.
Not at all.
I know just in Halloween, we've had people get mad and threaten to roll out and shoot.
Right.
Stuff, and this would even make it worse.
Yeah.
I think people needs to really watch on Halloween night and be very careful.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know, I mean, this person that's out and about right now, he could be anywhere. Nobody knows where he is. He could be anywhere. He could be in Clay County. He could be in Ohio. He could be anywhere. But he could be running around in these woods right here. And this is a time when anybody can blend in.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're all dressed up pretty much. So everybody needs to just be very vigilant and very aware of the surroundings. And don't cross private property.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially so.
If there ain't no lights on in the residence, I suggest you don't go to it.
Absolutely not. And, you know, just get out, and if the kids want to get out, the teenagers, get out and have fun, get together, walk up and down the main streets and enjoy the social aspect of it. You've been in this policing business for a long time now.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been affiliated with it since 1997.
97.
And
that's a while.
I've been chief of police going on 7 years.
Wow, time passes.
Yeah, getting old.
Time sure does fly. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about getting old. Can you share a funny situation that you've had with Halloween nights past?
There's been so many. I don't know where to start.
I'm sure there have been. Do you have any unique pranks that have been observed in the city limits? I know before you've heard, of course, people have scanners, and it's been unusual or funny hearing the antics that have been going on.
You had a patrol car got took one time.
I make sure
our guys get out of there and lock it up.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, right now we need to be locking our vehicles. Everybody does.
Yeah,
we all
true.
Need to be doing that. And certainly don't leave your keys in it and walk away, because it's not just a liability that somebody's going to grab it, but I don't think the insurance companies think very highly of that happening either.
No,
they won't cover that if you leave your keys in it. Are you expecting anything out in the outlying areas? You know, a long, long time ago, I've not heard anything. Used to, people would set hay bales on fire and stuff like that, but I've not even heard of anything.
We ain't had no problem with that in a long time, and that's good.
Yeah, it is good.
I know it's rained a lot. Really, a fire is not one of my issues to worry about this year. But still, we don't need them setting fires.
Right.
But they've been very good about not doing that.
Yeah. And you mentioned it's rained a lot, and it's expected to rain.
Yeah, they're giving heavy rain again this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Well, people traveling back and forth with your kids, be very, very careful, because the roads are going to be hazardous.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
The risk of watching for kids, too, and people distracted if they're hunting for the driveway to turn into, just be very, very careful with these slick roads, too, because a lot of things could happen with that. What about curfew? Is there a curfew initiated?
For juveniles, it's 11 p.m. At 11 p.m., we expect every juvenile to be off the streets. They don't need to be out here at that time of night. Actually, the time changes, so we're actually going to lose an hour. So
right. Thank you for that.
We need to remember that.
Yeah, and that's Saturday night, Halloween night.
Halloween night, it changes the time.
Okay.
It's going to shorten them up a little bit.
Right. So what's another cue that we've got for that time change? Set our smoke detectors, the batteries.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about that, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. I think October is National Fire Month or something.
It takes me forever to get adjusted to the time change.
Me too.
I like the fast time better.
Yeah, I do too. I wish it would stay that way,
actually. Yeah, I agree with you. I hate when it gets dark when you go to work. Dark when you come home.
Right. And like you said, adjusting to that time change, it seems like by the time you do adjust, there it comes again.
It changes again.
It does. It sure does. Well, Chief Scott, is there anything else that you can think of that we need to cover? I know that those were very important things to make sure that parents be aware of where your kids are and what they're doing when they leave. I think in the past, I know some of the local grocery stores have kind of kept an eye on egg purchases. I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, we do.
If that's a myth.
Yeah, we pretty well know what's going on.
Right. So
everybody have a good time and be careful, and wish you a happy Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely. Just get out and have a good time. And, you know, again, in my subdivision, not that I'm recruiting more people, but it is a very safe place.
Yes, ma'am. I really respect you all for having it. Good place for the children.
And we love it.
And we don't have to worry as much back there.
Right.
That's good.
Right. Now, you know, there are, we do actually, in our subdivision, we have a few homes that are sitting empty. So please be respectful of those homes. And just because they're not open, don't do anything to them. And then we do have a few elderly that are there, and they just can't get to the door. I know that they would love to participate because they have in the past, but they just can't. They're not well enough to get to the door.
If you don't see a porch light on, then you don't need to.
Just walk on by. And we've got, oh, my gosh, Lucille, I'm thinking we've got 44 houses.
Yeah, there's a bunch down there. Plenty of candy.
Yeah, and I do know that some of the ones that are back in the very back part will come forward and hook up with some of the houses that are in the, you know, in the closer circle.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, you know, always go the distance, I guess, because we're trying to kind of work together with that and make sure that we've got plenty of sharing the treats helps, actually. Yeah, we're more than happy to have you come and visit and trick-or-treat with us. And as Chief Scott says, please be careful and be aware of your surroundings and be respectful. And like he said, egging is a thing of the past. It's just, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's not as fun as it used to be. And just get out and have a good time with your friends. All righty. Well, it's time for another break. And Terry, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. I know y'all are busy.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. So we'll go for a break now.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment.
To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We just covered a bunch of stuff about Halloween night and trick-or-treating. And as another reminder, I want to remind everybody, because I keep forgetting it too, that the time changes Saturday night. So don't forget to fall back. Roll your clocks back on Saturday night. And also, for the rebroadcast this evening on 101.5, the Clay County Corner will be at 5 o'clock tonight instead of 6 o'clock. So to listen in again for the Clay County Corner this morning, tune in at 5 o'clock p.m. on 101.5 Kicks Country. Now I have Mr. Brandon Boone, and I know he's been busy. He's texted me this morning and said, I'm on my way. So I really appreciate, Brandon, that you've come in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Susan.
I know that you're busy. There's an awful lot going on right now.
There is.
And while I'm thinking of it, there's a little turkey dinner thing going on tomorrow. Your wife at the Salina Health and Rehab, they're sponsoring a turkey dinner. So to get that early, really good turkey meal, they're selling dinners for, I think it's
$7. It is,
and
$7.
It's a full meal with a dessert, too. And they actually, I think three of their employees that were involved in that car accident with the kids. So they're trying to help them with that, help them out a little bit. So if you want to have your dinner fixed for you, and believe you me, it's going to be good.
It's very good.
give them a call out there, 243-3139, and reserve you a plate, because when they're gone, they're gone. So you might want to call and reserve a plate and do something good, too. It's time for the birthday announcements. I'm going to give those real quick, and then Brandon and I will be talking about some scams that are going on right now, and then just some general safety information, too. On October the 23rd, these are the announcements, the birthday announcements for October 23rd through today, October the 29th. On October the 23rd, Colby Garrison turned 30 years old, and that was came in from his mom and daddy. On October 23rd also, Nathan Strong turned 29, and that was called in from Dad and Cindy. And on the 23rd, Leslie West Cosgrove had a birthday, and that was from Dad, Mom, and the rest of the family. And also on October the 23rd, we had Miss Barbara Langford had a birthday, and that was called in from her cousin Sandy. On October the 24th, Michaela Walker, happy birthday to you from your mom, Beverly, and family. And also happy birthday to Colton Smith, 11 years old, love mom, dad, Corbin, Darcy, and Clayton. And on October the 25th, happy birthday to Silas Delk. He was 17 years old, and that was called in from Christy, his mom. And on October the 26th, happy 64th birthday to Kathy Kendall from Friends. And also on October 26th, happy 55th birthday to Miss Carlene Davis from your Friends. And happy birthday to Jason Hale on October the 26th from Christy Rich. On October 26th also, happy birthday to Miss Peggy Brown. And that was called in from Mr. Kenny Westmoreland. And also, happy birthday to Jennifer Scott, called in from your mother-in-law on October the 26th. And October 27th, happy birthday to Elizabeth Spivey. That is from Dad and Mom and Jeff and all the rest of your big old family. And also on October the 27th, happy birthday to Danny Carmack. That's from Bobby Schott. And October 27th, happy birthday to Wyatt Browning from your family. And happy birthday to Pernell Copas from your family and friends. And on October the 28th, happy birthday to Lisa Mullenix. That was called in from Christy Rich. And happy birthday to Sarah Meadows on the 28th from Kenny Westmoreland. And happy birthday to Kevin Gilpatrick, who was 7 years old. And that's in from Eric, Mama, Seth, and Brody. And they said, we love you, bub. And on October the 29th, happy birthday to Caitlin Scott. And that's from It was three different call-ins from Amber Walker and from Jen Chapin and from Paula Scott. And also, happy 13th birthday, she's a teenager, little Miss Katie Arms, on October the 29th. And that's from Mom, Dad, and her sister Kylie. And then Tyree Key, who likes to bounce the ball around the court, is a call-in. He's 17 years old, and that's from Mama and from his sister Reese. So those are the call-ins for birthday and anniversary announcements. And I'll ask Sheriff Boone to pull a name out of the bucket here in just a little bit. And we will announce at probably in about 15 minutes or so. So we will get on with the show this morning. Brandon, again, thank you for coming in this morning. And I know that he was actually on a call, I think, or something, and sent me a message. I'm trying to get there.
Yes, Susan, we had an alarm this morning up in that area, in P. Ridge area, and so we've been responding with two officers in every call we've got in that area. So.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. And I guess we'll just go ahead and mention why you're doing that, especially right now, because I know people are interested out there. Everybody has been pretty focused and very attentive to what's going on in our area right now that actually started in Allgood. If you wouldn't mind, just give us a little synopsis, I guess, of what's happening and why people need to be careful and maybe what they can do.
Yes, Susan, thanks again for having me. Saturday, an Allgood officer was checking a suspicious vehicle in a suspicious area. I mean, someone wouldn't typically be in this area. Approached the vehicle, the guy returned fire to the officer, shot, hit him. Left the scene not knowing exactly which direction to travel. Deputy Ray Likens here, while on patrol, seen the vehicle on West Old 53, just off of Burksville Highway. By the time Deputy Likens got turned around, he had sped off, and Deputy Likens had thought he'd went down the P. Ridge Fire Tower Road, and he hadn't. He'd actually went on up across the state line where Kentucky was standing by waiting, and they had got in a short pursuit with him, and it ended on a dead-end road, and then gunfire commenced again, and then he pursued, went on into the woods, and at that time, they were waiting for more officers to get there to try to see if they could locate him, and was unsuccessful at that.
Well, this clearly demonstrates armed and dangerous.
Absolutely. He is very, he made the comment he's not going back to jail. So I would encourage everyone to make sure all their vehicles are secured at night while they're at home, secure their garages and their houses, and make sure everything's locked. If you have any suspicion of someone being in the area, please call 911 or the sheriff's office. That's 931-243-3266.
Don't get out and look yourself.
No, do not. We have followed some leads. Can't go into a lot of detail about some of that, but we are not certain that he has left this area. So I do encourage anyone that anything out of the way to call us and let us know and let us investigate it. Don't try to approach this person by yourself. He's very dangerous.
Well, and not, you know, there's so many cues to look for, barking dogs, but a lot of people have barking dogs that bark all the time, so that's not an unusual activity. But if you've got a pet that's been outside in your house, around your house, and never does that, you know, if you hear the dog start barking or if you hear strange noises, anything, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of cows that are starting to be active or something. There's just so many things that that are not the norm for you to be very aware of.
I do feel that he will attempt to leave this area if he gets the opportunity, if he's not already.
Which means lock your cars.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's course, he can break in. He can break out a window or something, but don't make it easy for him. And if you've got it unlocked, if you've not, and you say, well, I'm not leaving my keys in the car, there are still ways that you can get that car started.
Yes.
So don't think that you're being overly vigilant by leaving it unlocked but not leaving the keys in it.
Yep.
So take your keys out, lock your house doors, and check your windows. You know, a lot of people don't pay attention. It's just now we're raising windows still back and forth.
Yes.
So you may think you've got them locked, but you forgot, oh, I just opened them 3 days ago. And check again.
If anyone does know anything about him or someone that may be to him, I would encourage them to call us and let us follow the lead. It may not go nowhere, but it's worth trying. If we don't get him off the street, someone else is going to get hurt.
Right, absolutely.
We're just fortunate that Officer Valencia in Allgood is not
dead.
Hurt. Dead.
Yeah.
His bulletproof vest saved his life.
Saved his life, absolutely. Well, it's time for a quick break, and then we'll come back with more with Sheriff Boone.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've been sitting here this morning earlier with Chief of Police Terry Scott, talking about Halloween and the activities coming up. And now I'm sitting here with Sheriff Boone, Brandon Boone, and we've been talked about some concerns, local concerns, about a felon that's been out and about and just being safe and cognizant of your surroundings and very vigilant. Just pay attention and,
yeah,
and lock your doors and all that kind of stuff. And now we're going to talk about there are always scammers out there. And there's a new one going around right now, and Sheriff Boone is going to talk about that a little bit just to let you know and to be safer.
Yes. You know, there's all kinds of different scams out there that people do fall for. Just this week we've had two calls, and it's regarding the IRS. The IRS calls your home telling you that you're behind on a payment. You need to get a contact this number and make arrangements or you're going to be arrested. And first of all, the IRS does not call you.
No.
And
you try to call them and you can barely talk to them after a couple of hours waiting on
yes,
on the phone.
They do most of it by mail. And
mm-hmm.
So I tell people do not respond to that. It's just a scam, and they're wanting your account information. They're wanting you to send them this. we still have people here within the community that's paying these scammers. And we've met with them, talked to them, counseled them, and a lot of it, I think, is not having loved ones or close relatives close to them to monitor their behavior and what they're doing. They may have a son or a daughter that lives in another area and not able to keep track of what they're doing here. But we have some local people that's spending a lot of money still on these scams. And if you know anyone like that, please talk to them and try to encourage them not to. But it's easy for a widowed woman or man to fall for that because these people will talk to you on the phone and, and make you feel comfortable. Everyone likes to have someone to talk to.
And, absolutely.
They want to talk to you and become friends, and they want to know about you, and they'll talk to you just like a close friend would, but then they want your money, too. So.
Right, then they drop the bomb.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's difficult to get a hold of some of these people, the elderly people, to just help them and warn them. But as you were talking, I was thinking our churches, you know, that we've got a lot, most of our elderly are, if they're still able, they're going to church, and grab them there. You know, when you're at church, be sure and talk to them. Try to establish some communication about this with them there. That would be a avenue, maybe.
They need to encourage people not to talk about finances over the phone, period. You know, banks don't call you, and
credit card companies might call you and tell you
that your card is being used. Is this you or someone else?
Or if you have a late payment or something, they'll call, but they're not going to say, you give me your account number or anything else. So if they start asking personal questions, then you need to just hang up and call the number that you know that you can call to contact them.
Yes.
And not give them any information. So I think we've had different scams going on before, and you know, we've had other I don't know, business people that have actually tried to scam our local citizens too, like paving companies that have come through. You need to, anything like that, you got to check them out.
Before you write someone a check or give them cash, you know, make sure the services has been rendered or they've done what they said they would do.
Right.
If they tell you an amount up front, and they come back later and say, well, we had to put some extra sealer on it. It's going to be more. Well, that ain't what you agreed to in the
beginning.
So a lot of times, and once you write them that check, they go right then and cash it.
They
and
sure
do. You
can't
stop it. So that is true, Susan.
Yeah, you just got to be very, very careful. And it goes without saying, get a signed contract.
Yes.
And they don't offer those. If they don't even mention a contract, then that's suspicion already.
Yeah.
You just need to be very careful about what they're talking to you about.
Yeah. The scammers that call you on the phone are typically in another country.
Mm-hmm.
We have spoke with them, and they know that we can't track them. They will tell you straight up, there's nothing you can do to me.
Wow.
So they're very bold and
how frustrating.
Yes, very
from your
frustrating,
end, I know,
yes.
Especially because you're used to catching these people, and the knowledge that you really don't. You have no control over them because they are thousands of miles away.
And what they do is they'll use one victim. If they pick a victim in Clay County, they will have that victim to send a check to another victim in, just say, Mississippi. And then that person, they will actually get them to send the money order to Jamaica or wherever the scam is, the original place is at.
Yeah.
So they're pretty smart about the way they're doing it, and they're making millions of dollars.
Oh, my gosh. That just makes me sick. And off of innocent people, and especially when they pick the elderly, those people are on very fixed incomes, and they don't care. They don't care who their victim is or what their situation is. And they, like you said, they prey on the personalization and trying to become friends and show them, trying to show that they're caring about them and interested in becoming their friend.
Yep.
And that's a big red flag right there.
It is. It is, especially you not knowing the person at all and then them wanting to talk about a personal issue or personal problems with you or your family. And so.
Right there is something to think about. And, you know, if for anybody that's out there listening, especially, I think I have some elderly listeners out there. So please, you know, talk to your family and be very aware of who you're speaking with when somebody calls in. And these phone calls come all the time.
All the time.
There are a lot of telemarketing calls that are pre-recorded, I guess, that you hear. But then if you keep listening, a lot of times somebody will come on that line.
There is a do not call number. I don't know what that is right off the top, but we can get that and try to give it to you at a later date.
Yeah,
but,
we need to do that.
It does not stop all calls, but mm-hmm. it does stop some telemarketers. So. Mm-hmm.
And then if you've at least got that number, then you can tell them, and sometimes it'll stop them from calling back. But those ones, it's not much is going to stop them.
Yes, and identity theft is another big issue that's hit a few people here in the county, and it's, it will drive you insane trying to get your credit straightened back out. So I encourage everyone to do a credit report once a year, if not twice a year, to make sure there's nothing on there that even some elderly people that's never really thought they had any credit or any cards out there needs to check that, because someone could have opened something and you not being aware of it.
Right. And, you know, when you think about it, used to, we gave access to just about anybody that asked our Social Security number.
Yep.
And that's probably the easiest way to start a false account on somebody. And that's very unfortunate. I know the military, they've always used that as their ID number, and a lot of other places, and this has just been 10, 20 years ago, that people use your Social Security number kind of as your identification number,
mm-hmm.
too.
People are preying on juveniles this date and time about they'll take their Social Security number, they'll just pull a random number, and it'll be some child or some kid. And then when they get 18 and start a line of credit, their credit is already ruined.
Ruined. Oh, my goodness. That would be impossible to correct.
Yes.
I don't know. Can you get a new Social Security number? I guess I don't know how hard that is.
I don't either.
That might be impossible. I've never heard of anybody trying to get a new one. I don't know if that's even doable or not. But there are a lot of people out there preying on the innocent.
Yes.
So as you said, the very young to the very old, and everything in between.
Everything in between.
Okay, well, we're getting near the completion of the show, and Brandon has just drawn out a name for me for the birthday cake this week, and that goes out to Elizabeth Spivey. Happy birthday on the 27th. And you can go claim your certificate for your birthday cake that you just won through the Clay County Corner, Kicks Country, and the Salina Dairy Queen at the Chamber of Commerce in about 30 minutes. We'll have the certificate there and have it signed. I guess we're just about to wrap it up then. Brandon, again, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Please let us know if you need to ever share anything ahead of time, and I'll probably be calling you again.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
For good updates. In closing, I want to thank Brandon, Sheriff Boone, and Chief of Police Terry Scott for coming in this morning. And thank you, listeners, also, for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody, it is a beautiful day. So wishing you a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast, remember, this evening at 5 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.